This year's Democratic convention gives the party a chance to show where they want to take the country and also where they've been.
Vice President Kamala Harris made a surprise early appearance, so she was on hand for the speech by President Biden, who stepped aside in her favor.
I made a lot of mistakes in my career, but I gave my best to you. For 50 years, like many of you, I've given my heart and soul to our nation. And I've been blessed a million times in return for the support of the American people.
Unlike the Republican convention, which many senior party figures avoided, the Democratic event includes multiple presidents and presidential nominees. They also welcome past leaders like Jesse Jackson.
NPR's Stephen Fowler has been watching it all. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning.
One of our sleepless correspondents in Chicago. What were Democrats trying to say with this first night?
It was a message and a way to pay tribute to what Biden did as president and also pave the way for Harris's time in the spotlight. There were prominent union leaders and lawmakers from across the country praising Democrats and occasionally attacking Donald Trump. We heard women share their abortion stories and allies of the president and vice president, really setting up this final stretch of the campaign. It's sending a message that it's a new Democratic Party now, and with a new message, too. There's the symbolic passing of the torch. I mean, it's no longer the party of Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden. It's Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, and a deep bench of a younger generation with a very specific vision for the future. Like New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who hasn't always seen eye to eye with the establishment in the party.
Thank you, Chicago, for your energy. Thank you, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, for your vision. And thank you, Joe Biden, for your leadership.
It is interesting to hear that prominent progressive figure praise Biden, who had been seen as a more moderate figure once upon a time.
Yeah, I mean, it really was this culmination of Biden's half a century of public service and time in office. I mean, he was greeted by nearly 5 minutes of a standing ovation from all corners of the party. He teared up. Kamala Harris teared up. It's an emotional moment. I mean, this time last month, Biden was supposed to be the one speaking on the final night accepting the nomination. But now he's imploring Democrats to finish the job, beat Donald Trump again, and save democracy.
It's been the honor of my lifetime to serve as your president. I love the job, but I love my country more.
Steve, his decision to step aside and endorse Harris to run against Trump will likely be a key moment in history. This speech was largely a reflection on his legislative accomplishments since taking office. I mean, what Biden wanted to be an exclamation point in his career became a question mark, and now, after this speech, is a final period on his legacy.
When you say a key moment in history, I think you're right. Whether Harris wins or loses, people will look back on that decision. There is, of course, the other ticket out there. How are Donald Trump and J.D. Vance counter-programming?
Well, because of the last-minute switch, both parties are trying to define Kamala Harris to voters, so Trump and Vance are in battleground states trying to attack Democrats on the policies they're weak on, like national security, immigration, and other topics, because people are voting very, very soon.
NPR's Stephen Fowler is in Chicago. Stephen, thanks so much. Get a nap.
Thank you.